The Steve Cochran Show.
Brian Bickle, shooter number one. What a moment here. In on Stolarz. He scores! Brian Bickle puts Carolina up by one. And they want to empty the bench.
What a goal! The sound just told the entire story. No need for analysis. Just listen to that thing go off the pipe and in. And Amanda Bickle and the Bickle family, the Hurricanes. Oh boy, what joy.
God, what an awesome moment. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve back later on in the week. Diagnosed with MS 5 months ago. Fights his way back. Scores in the shootout Sunday night and retires. It's our old friend Brian Bickle. What a night Sunday night, Brian. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It's nice to be back on. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Walk me through the weekend, because I saw the original video, the first game that you came back, and I've watched it twice, and I get choked up just watching it. I mean, talk to me about the entire weekend, the emotions, the highs and the lows, and then scoring the shootout goal.
Yeah, it was, leading into that game that, a couple of days before, it was definitely emotional, for me and my family. It's like, one of the things I've done my whole life, it's hard to say and imagine for that day to come, but to get the opportunity to get a shootout for I could say my last shot was a goal. So to end it that way after the whole months and treatments and things like that, it was special.
How are you feeling?
Pretty tired actually right now. But I got some time to rest. I know, again, with the emotions, that kind of drains you. And then, expect to play a couple games, it's even tougher. But from the support that we've had, with the Canes and with the Blackhawks and the fans and the people that supported me through all these years of growing up playing hockey and through the situation, it was, overwhelming. And you guys and everybody that in the social media that supported this comeback, and it was definitely really special.
Brian, I want to back up from the moment you scored that goal on Sunday back to, I believe it was Thursday when you played at Minnesota. That game, your first game back, when you went out for the pregame warm-ups just to get back on the ice with your teammates, what sort of a moment was that for you? Did it kind of hit you there, all the work that went into getting back out there?
Yeah, it was, emotional. That first month after getting diagnosed, it was tough to say if I was going to play hockey again, if I was going to lace up the skates. Things were, at the ultimate low, and you didn't know if it was going to get better. And we're just so happy that it did, and it got me back, skating and practicing, working out, and went down to the minors for a month and got my timing and things down there back and get the opportunity to play in Minnesota, which was Josh Harding, which I've kept in touch over the months of, where he got it. So, and he was at the game. It was definitely special in that way.
Brian Bickle on the phone with us, 10 years in the NHL, 31 years old. You're retired now. Are you going to play Mr. Mom? You got two girls. Is that your role now?
Yeah. I'm just going to be a dad. I got a couple of young girls, 2.5 and 8 months. And for the season, I'm going to grow up where the circumstances when you play hockey, you go on the road and you go to practice and things like that. I got to enjoy that for a bit, and I don't really know what's next. We haven't really looked into it. Hopefully, I got to find a path down here shortly and see where it goes.
Are you going to stay down there? Are you going to move to Chicago? Are you going to move back to Canada? What are you going to do?
We're going to enjoy the nice weather here first. I know it's 80 degrees out today and sunny.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But then slowly move back to, Canada. I'm going to be in Chicago through the summer with our foundation and some other events, and enjoy the Chicago summer. And I don't know where I'm going to end up. I'm still waiting to see and making adjustments to what's going to happen.
I have to ask you, as you look back on your time in Chicago, and the Stanley Cups and the winning teams and your teammates, and you had some great individual moments. I go back to 2013. Which one sort of stands out? Was it the overtime goal against Minnesota or the 17 seconds? What will you remember most?
You know, obviously, you remember all the players they play with, and you know the coaches and staff. I got drafted by the Blackhawks in 04 and been a part of their, you know, organization for a while. But for, you know, individual moments, I definitely, you know, that 17 seconds is, you know, it's going to be embedded for, you know, history for a long time. You know, it was a big moment, you know, my career and the team, and, you know, winning cups, it's also at the high of the point of the list. But, you know, individually, that's 17 seconds is the goal to beat.
Brian, I know you and your wife are no strangers to philanthropy, and you do a lot of work for the four-legged friends of ours. But do you see an MS component happening in the Brian and Amanda Bickle Foundation? I know the Carolina Hurricanes, they had the Bickle Brave t-shirts for the 2017 MS walk. Do you think you guys...
We are definitely, we're in the mix of doing something right now. That Bickle Brave thing, it kind of blew up pretty good after that Saturday morning MS walk here in Carolina. But we're definitely going to work with, you know, our dogs. And I know, you know, from seeing people and stages of MS through when I go to get my treatment, you know, the MS patients need dogs. They need support. They need stable. They, you know, a lot of people can't do different things. And I know we have a trainer we're going to be working with to train, you know, dogs for MS patients. And we're going to be looking into that and working with that. And it's, you know, something obviously, you know, attached to me. And we're going to do our best to, you know, find a cure and, you know, work with MS patients.
What is the next step with you? Are you taking medication? You said you're going through treatment. What does that entail with the MS?
So for me, I was taking a drug called Tystabri that kind of, you know, was one of the best ones out there for me to, you know, play hockey. I, you know, obviously stay on that for a bit and then kind of adjust my treatments, you know, as I go on. I'm not going to be playing, you know, hockey not anytime soon, but I'll still be active and playing hockey, you know, men's league and stuff like that. But, you know, at the high level of NHL, it's going to be it. So, you know, from what I need to take to play in the NHL was that, and I got to lean off it and go on something different. That's everyday stuff. That's low dosage, and, you know, for me to get through and you know, be normal again.
Well, I'm going to have you hold on for a second because you have some events coming up this summer. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Brian Bickle on the phone with us. It is 720 WGN. 720 WGN, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. Steve back later on in the week. On the phone with us is former Chicago Blackhawk, former Carolina Hurricane. I almost said Panther.
Yeah.
It is Brian Bickle. Yes, retired now. He's playing Mr. Mom. You have two great events. You have a few events coming up this summer. You said you're spending the summer in Chicago. A fetching affair on Friday, July 21st. By the way, everything we mentioned, you can go to BickleFoundation.org for all the information. Two L's in Bickle. Tell us about a fetching affair on Friday, July 21st.
Yeah, that's an event that we've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years. You know, we just have a big ball and have, you know, live music and auction items, and you know, me and my wife, and I know the Blackhawks are going to be in town during the convention. Hopefully we get you know, a handful or half of them to come out. It's just a big event of raising money for, you know, our foundation, for the dogs, for the kids, and now for the MS people. So that's one of our big things. And then I think on July 23rd, we're doing a Pause for Cause 5K walk. I think it starts at 9 a.m., but I don't know exactly where that's hitting at. But July 21st, we're doing a walk for MS and for the dogs.
So Friday, July 21st is the Fetching Affair at Moonlight Studios, and then Tito's for Dog People 5K Runner Walk on Sunday, July 23rd. For the Runner Walk, it's Pause for a Cause 5K.run, or of course, BickleFoundation.org for all the information. You're still doing great work here in Chicago, even though you moved.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, you know, away from home. We've been there for, you know, so long, and, you know, we've always wanted to do stuff with the community, and obviously we have dogs, and I know other guys have different things, and we, you know, dogs are a man's best friend, and, you know, they come to the door every day wagging their tail, and when times are bad, and we're happy to help them out as well.
And I love telling this story. We lived in the same neighborhood, and my dog Wrigley would always poop in your yard. I don't know why. He just kind of felt it. So we'd walk by and, you know, just let her rip.
That's why our grass is always yellow.
Yes. God bless you, man. You sound like you're in good spirits. I mean, the weekend just off the charts. I was so happy for you that you went out on a high note. I really was.
Yeah, it was a special moment. You know, having the Philly fans, which Philly fans are, you know, not known for the greatest fans for away teams, but, you know, see the respect that I had from them, you know, the applause and standing and, you know, the clapping when my name was announced in the starting lineup, and again, in the shootout, it was, you know, definitely special to, you know, finish off, you know, that way with the win and say that I scored in my last shot in the NHL was nice to.
I don't want to get you in trouble with anybody, but you got a Stanley Cup pick?
It's going to be tough. There's, you know, a lot of good teams, especially in our division this year with the Metropolitan, where, you know, there's four teams over, you know, 100 points. So, you know, obviously with the, you know, the Hawks, you know, what they've done this summer, but it'd be nice to see them, you know, do it again with all adjustments and all the young guys have, you know, came in. You know, I'm not rooting against them. I got a lot of friends and on that team and a lot of good memories. You know, if they go all the way, I'll be definitely, you know, cheering for them down the road.
So he's picking the Hawks, Dave. If you can read,
between the lines.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, there it is. Brian Bickle. Brian, we'll see you when you come to town. Thank you, brother.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. See you, man. Brian Bickle.